dictation for Jan Stoll, S-T-O-L-L, June 30, 1938. Addresses a letter to Dr. Menick, M-E-N-N-I-C-K, 668-2042. Dear Dr. Menick, consultation for Mr. Stoll comes accompanied with wife Sally. Presented to hospital within the last 2 months with renal failure, metabolic acidosis, hyperkalemia, work up the initial evidence of urinary retention or obstruction. He does have cardiomyopathy with a low ejection fraction. Kidney function has stabilized around lower twos. Appetite is fair. There has been weight loss, 50 pounds over the last 1 or 2 years. Trying to do salt and fluid restriction, chronic dyspnea, no vomiting, dysphagia, constipation, no bleeding, nocturia from enlargement of the prostate, minor incontinence, no cloudiness of blood, presently no edema, claudication symptoms, discolor of the toes or numbness, is not using any oxygen, not very physically active, has chronic orthopnea, no sleep apnea or CPAP machine, no purulent material hemoptysis, no chest pain palpitation or lightheadedness, no skin rash, bruises or bleeding nose gums, no fever, no headaches, complaining of shoulder arthritis, right worse than left, bone on bone. Next paragraph, the past medical history for long-term hypertension, diabetes. In the recent hospital admission question, myocardial infarction, atrial fibrillation, anticoagulation, denies the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, denies gastrointestinal bleeding, no recent blood transfusion, no liver disease, history of kidney stones, he doesn't know the type, remote history of pneumonia, prior stroke, like 6 years ago, he received a TPA, non-neurological deficits. Next paragraph, surgeries for bilateral total knee replacement, prostate surgery, 3-vessel coronary artery bypass, plus 1 stent after that, bilateral lens implant for cataracts, lithotripsy for kidney stones, benign polyp removed on colonoscopy. Next paragraph, reported side effects to amoxicillin, clindamycin, ciprofloxacin. Next paragraph, briefly smoked for about 2 years in his younger years, no alcohol abuse. Next paragraph, medication list review includes aspirin, Lipitor, Coreg, Eliquis, insulin Humalog, nitrates, insulin Lentas, Protonix, B12, vitamin D, prior lisinopril discontinue, metformin discontinue, diuretic furosemide discontinue, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, present weight 172, blood pressure 120/56 on the right, 126/58 on the left, standing on the left 124/56, no postural drop. An elderly gentleman, hard of hearing, lens implant, normal eye movements, non-nystagmus, speech is okay, no palpable neck masses, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, no gross carotid bruises, no gross JBD, no RAL wheezes, no consolidation pleural effusion, no gross pericardial rapport gallop. It's a 1 centimeter umbilical hernia, diastasis of the rectus, abdominal wall, some overweight, no liver spleen palpable, no ascites, popliteal pulses strong, decreased dorsal pedis posterior tibialis and capillary refill, some distal cyanosis of the toes, no gross edema, also a strong brachial pulses, decreased radial, no gross clubbing. I counted the fluid intake. He is above 2 liters a day. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries, anemia 10.9, normal white blood cell, normal platelet count, normal electrolyte acid base, creatinine continue to improve, presently down to 1.4, representing a GFR of 50, stage 3, a normal calcium phosphorus. This creatinine is an improvement from in the hospital when he was running in the upper twos. Diabetes A1C at 8. Normal B12 folic acid. Liver function test has not been elevated. There was blood in the urine, trace of protein. In the hospital, a chest rate, no pneumonia, no CHF, a CT scan of the brain with an old infarct on the left frontal lobe, otherwise atrophy related to age, a swallowing test, no abnormalities, a kidney ultrasound, 10.2 on the right, 10.8 on the left, without obstruction, stone or masses. Next paragraph, an echocardiogram with low ejection fraction in the 35-40%, minor valve abnormalities. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, recent acute kidney injury, improving of diuretics and ACE inhibitors, CKD presently stage 3, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, no evidence of respiratory failure or pulmonary edema. Next number, diabetes, poorly controlled over time, minimal proteinuria, no evidence of nephrotic syndrome. Next number, hypertension presently in the low normal, likely related to cardiomyopathy. Next number, congestive heart failure with low ejection fraction, prior coronary artery disease and bypass surgery, clinically not symptomatic. Next number, prior stroke, no clinical sequela, findings as indicated above on the frontal lobe. Next number, remote history of kidney stones, no evidence of obstruction or urinary retention on ultrasound. There was isolated hematuria, not gross. Next paragraph, comments, discuss with the patient and wife the meaning of kidney disease, the associated factors, the findings of the echocardiogram, the importance of salt fluid restriction, continue management of atrial fibrillation with beta blockers and anticoagulation with Eliquis, continue management of coronary artery disease with aspirin, cholesterol treatment, and aggressive diabetes control. At some point, he might need to go back to diuretics. At some point, we might try ACE inhibitors again because of the low ejection fraction. He has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. We will monitor chemistries over time, monitor that prior hematuria. Come back on the next 3 to 4 months, end of dictation.